Well, I think you have to start with, like, a great team to begin with. And I'm part of the team and team player. And, you know, if it's not working well together, which it hasn't really happened here at all, but it just makes the work a lot easier. Nobody really wants to go to work every day, right, unless they're enjoying it. So, you know, you make your environment, you spend most of your day here, so you just make the best of it, and if you have a good attitude, it makes even the hardest test that much easier. So. Well, there is stress and deadline pressure. It's a different type of stress and deadline pressure than what I was used to with at the constituency office. The constituency office, you're dealing with some pretty heavy issues, and you know, you got to learn ways to deal with those things. So we had a great team there too. We just learned to lean on each other and support each other, and I brought that over here. And when you're dealing with something stressful, adding humor to me is kind of a way to deal with any kind of stressful situation.
Now, are there particular parts to the job or interaction with other people in the office that you really like? That part of the day or that part of the project or whatever it is you're working on is maybe just that much more enjoyable?
The team really that I work with in our department, so we have in that, under that umbrella is the economic development and tourism is under there. We have engineering roads, we have planning and land services, so everyone gets along and we do our best to help each other out. And they really kind of welcome me and other people in other departments. Like, there's really a family vibe here. They're all friendly and willing to help out. This wasn't something that I was used to. Like, I was the office coordinator over at the MPP's office, but it was a little bit different than this. I was more public facing and dealing mostly with, not so much for the public anymore, but internally.
No. Are there some keys to being a great employee? I guess a lot of it comes down to your own personal attitude, how you look at things and your demeanor during the day. I guess those are important when you're in a fairly tight-knit group.
Well, I think gratitude is always a good place to start. Even if it's a tough day, you gotta look at all the things that are gone well. You have to learn how to work with different types of personalities, be willing to learn and determined, and you have to take initiative and ask questions and not feel like you can't ask questions. And especially when you're new to a position, there's a lot of little niche tasks that you wouldn't be sure of. So you kind of, sometimes you wing it.
It's important work because you're dealing with a municipality and you're looking down the road at the future of projects, infrastructure, and so on. So there's an important aspect to the job.
Well, communication and organization, definitely in my role, really is helpful. I deal with permits and at land severance applications that have deadlines and legal deadlines, so you have to make sure that you meet those. And, you know, life brought me here, and I never know what the future holds, and so it's been well so far, and I'm pretty lucky to have that opportunity to have come here. So.